From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Mike Lamp. Democrats dominate Colorado's congressional delegation right now, but Republicans have high hopes for changing that come November. One of the seats they're eyeing is Colorado's third. John Salazar has represented this massive district for the past three terms, but Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee reports he's fighting hard for his fourth.
The city of Pueblo is one of the bluest parts, that is, one of the most Democratic parts, of the 3rd District, which sprawls down the more conservative western slope and across southern Colorado. But don't tell that to the dozens of enthusiastic Republicans who rallied at their party's Pueblo campaign center on a recent morning. The crowd was there to greet Republican Chairman Michael Steele on his cross-country tour to win back the House.
I got a question. I get off the bus and it's like, wow, you're in Pueblo. Why are you in Pueblo? Right here.
Steele is only the most public face of how interested Republicans are nationally in this race. One outside group has already spent nearly $500,000 opposing incumbent John Salazar. On the surface, all this attention may seem a little strange. After all, when Tipton first challenged Salazar 4 years ago, he lost by 25 points. But this year is a whole new ballgame. Polls have been showing many voters angry at incumbents in general and Democrats in particular. And according to Steele, that's enough to make Republicans think they can pick up this seat.
We've got to get to 39 to get a majority. And so from my perspective, how many different ways can we get to 39? Has motivated our organization within the RNC of looking at these congressional races in particular.
The Tipton of this race is also a different candidate from the political newcomer who lost 4 years ago. For one thing, he's just completed a session in Colorado's House. Among his legislative accomplishments, Tipton points to Katie's Law, which requires police to gather and keep DNA samples from felony suspects. But Tipton's legislative record is also providing ammunition to his opponent. Salazar has hammered him on a bill to raise salaries for Montezuma County officials. In a year when having any political experience is a negative with some voters, Tipton would rather talk about his history as a small business owner than his time in the state legislature. But he does say he's learned a thing or two about politics.
You know, when you get to Washington, can you stand up to party pressure if it's not in the best interests of your district? I've proven I can. You know, are you going to be able to deal with lobbyists that are coming in pushing for their agenda when it doesn't best reflect the interests of your district? I've proven that I can.
Like many in his party, Tipton is pitching himself to voters as a warrior for smaller government, calling for a federal balanced budget amendment, repeal of the recently enacted health care reform, and reduced federal spending overall. But in a debate in Grand Junction last month, Tipton's focus was more on his opponent than on himself.
We have a congressman who voted for the failed stimulus package, a congressman who voted to better than triple the national deficit. We had a congressman who had an opportunity to fight to kill the death tax, but voted to re-up it.
For his part, Salazar is trying to peg Tipton as a flip-flopper, saying he took far-right positions to win his primary and is now trying to backpedal to more moderate ground. Salazar seized on a May press release reported by the Durango Herald, in which Tipton called for cutting the entire federal government in half.
Do you want someone whose vision for Colorado and America is to slash Social Security, Medicare, Veterans Affairs, the FBI, Homeland Security, and Border Security by 50%?
Tipton has backed off that position and currently calls for a 10% reduction to the discretionary side of the federal budget, cuts that wouldn't touch defense or Social Security. But attacking Tipton for what he's said doesn't take the heat off what Salazar's done. He's got to convince voters that Democratic policies really are reviving the economy. He argues it's just taking a while to recover from the mistakes of the last Republican administration.
And people need to understand that. But, you know, it's been very difficult because the economy has been a little slow coming back. But the economy was in a ditch, and I liken it like to a person who's gone to the hospital with a bad injury. When you get out, you're not going to be able to run a marathon, but it's going to take you a while to recover.
Salazar was speaking in front of the Steelworkers Union Hall in Pueblo after rallying members inside for a morning of voter canvassing. It was part of a statewide effort by unions to energize their members.
Hi, hello. My name's Amy. I'm with the AFL-CIO, and I was looking for Christopher
Postal worker Amy Naraki is banging on doors in North Pueblo. Most of the union members who answer seem to be on the same page.
We definitely think that in order to keep Colorado moving forward, like I said, that we need to send John Salazar back to Congress.
John Salazar has always been a great supporter of firefighters, and he can count on my support.
Union issues haven't grabbed a lot of headlines in this election, but Salazar does support the Employee Free Choice Act, which would make it easier for workers to unionize. Business groups and Salazar's challenger strongly oppose the measure. Naraki says she thinks all the media coverage of Republican enthusiasm and Democratic troubles is actually helping her get out the vote effort.
If you were to ask anybody in Pueblo County a month and a half ago if they thought John Salazar was going to be in a tight race, there's nobody who's a registered Democrat who would have said, no way, he's going to be fine. But to actually have him now in this tight race and we're getting the information out, I think it is starting to stir people up. It's starting to get them awake.
Naraki and her side still have a lot of work ahead of them, even in Pueblo. A few blocks away at a farmer's market, several voters said they're ready to try something new in Congress. Judy Reed was a registered Democrat until recently. She's taken a pay cut from the recession and is worried about illegal immigration, two issues she feels Democrats haven't handled well.
The change that we were promised turned out to be a change for the worse, I believe. So I'm currently not a fan of Obama. I'm not a fan of the current houses, and I'm really going to vote for a change from the change.
It will be Reed and voters like her who Salazar will have to win back or counter with a more loyal turnout if he hopes to return to Washington again. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.